We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Aren't you glad today that God will never leave you and never forsake you, that He is always with us, that bank accounts can fail and investments can fail and relationships can fail, but God will never fail? Aren't you glad that you can look to Him in the difficulties of your life? And this is the message here of God to this people, Judah. Isaiah chapter 3, and we'll get there in just a moment. Isaiah chapter 3, it's a wonderful opportunity to look at this wonderful book in our Bible. There's so many wonderful truths. When we come to chapter 3, it is a continuation from chapter 2. And the theme of chapter 3 is the same theme of chapter 2, and that is to cease from men. Don't look at humanity for the solution to the problems that we find in our world. Now, that is the very definition of humanism. Humanism emphasizes the value and agency of human beings, whether it's individually or collectively. That's what humanism, that's what is in our world today. Humanism is that the answers to the problems that we find in our world today can all be found within us. Humanity. And we know that is not true, that the answers that we need in this world for the problems we have can only be found in God. And, that is a proper perspective of our world. Now, understand this, that we are created in the image of God, and we have value because we are created by God on purpose and for a purpose. We are created by God on purpose and for a purpose, yet we cannot confide in humanity. The answers to the mess that we find ourselves in, and we are in a mess in our world today, if you haven't noticed that, we're in a big mess. The answers are not found in politics or politicians. If your hope is in a politician, you're in big trouble. The answer is not found in politics or politicians or policies. The answer can only be found in Jesus Christ. And the message of the Christian is not a message of the economy or equality or even the elimination of worldliness. The message of the Christian is the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And so if we are going to get out of this mess that we find ourselves in this world, then we're going to have to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Now, last week in chapter 2 of the book of Isaiah, we are reminded that God was going to use this rebellious people to teach the things that are right. And Isaiah reminds them of their backward condition, their backslidden attitude. He says in chapter 2 that the animals, or chapter 1, excuse me, that the animals listen to their master. The animals listen to the call of their master, and they know where their crib is, or they know where their home is. They know where to be fed. They know where to find shelter. They know where to find a provision in their life. But he says, my people are not as smart as an animal. You know, I don't know if you've ever owned a dog, but, you know, you have a dog and you call a dog. And guess what? That dog listens to what you have to say. That's a wonderful thing. You call Rover over and Rover comes. You know, they say that if you have a dog that adores you, then you should probably get a cat that ignores you just to level things out. But I mean, an animal, they come to when you call them. And yet God reminds them here that that his people did not obey. His people would not listen. His people would not come to his house for provision. Now, I want to give you some context, and my thinking is to give you continual context of what's happening here in the book of Isaiah as we go through these messages, just so you have a proper perspective of what's happening in the culture and what's happening in the nation and what's happening in the heart of Isaiah. Now, Israel's first king was Saul from the tribe of Benjamin. And you know the story of Saul. Saul was chosen by God to be the king, but he was chosen because the people demanded the king. It wasn't God's first choice. And Saul had a problem with his own purpose and will. Saul wanted to fulfill his plan and agenda. And so God took Saul away from the kingdom and said, listen, I found me a man after my own heart. And that king was, say it really loud in your television here, that was King David. That's right, King David. The second king of Israel was David, the son of Jesse, from the tribe of Judah. Now, the territories of Benjamin and Judah met at Jerusalem. This was the capital city of Israel. And David's throne was in Jerusalem. And by the way, in the book of Isaiah, it talks a lot about Jerusalem. David was followed by his son Solomon. David and Solomon ruled not only the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, but they also ruled the other tribal territories of Israel, although really their loyalty was somewhat forced. Now, when Solomon's son Rehoboam took the throne, the 10 territories rejected him as their king and made Solomon's servant Jeroboam their king instead. And he reigned in the city of Samaria. And so what happened was there was a kingdom now that was divided. The two kingdoms were known as Israel and Judah. By the way, that's where we get the word Jew, is from the word Judah. And so the book of Isaiah belongs to the latter days of this divided kingdom. Now, it was during this span, the writing of the book of Isaiah was during the span of four kings. That is Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Judah. All of these kings were good kings, except for one, that was Ahaz. Isaiah was a preacher and a prophet to the smaller kingdom of Judah. Its capital city was Jerusalem. And so, again, we'll often see that in the writing of Isaiah. He's writing to Judah and to Jerusalem as a nation. Now, as that city of God. Now, when Isaiah came on the scene in the writing here, Israel and Judah both had gone through many kings. Assyria attacked Israel and carried them away to exile. But Judah was saved because of their godly king. And his name was, do you remember his name? His name was Hezekiah. Now, what made the difference in Judah is that Hezekiah listened to the message of God. And because of that, they were saved from exile from the Assyrians. Listen, it is always the right attitude to listen to God. And listen, a preacher behind the pulpit or a prophet in the days of the Old Testament, listen, they're not reciting their own message. They're not giving you their opinion. They're telling you, thus saith the Lord. And it's wise to hear the words of the Lord. And so King Hezekiah said, this is of God. We're going to listen to God's man, God's prophet, Isaiah. And so because of that, he saved his people from a lot of hurt and harm. Now, Isaiah's message, unfortunately, to Judah in Isaiah chapter 1 through chapter 66 is really a message of judgment of God. And so what he's telling them is, listen, you're heading in the same direction as Israel.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N, 0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
If you don't turn to God, if you don't look to God, then God's judgment will be upon you. And the prophecy of Isaiah is that the Babylonians are going to overthrow them. Now, this is important because when Judah heard that the Babylonians were going to be their masters and were going to carry them away to exile, I mean, at the time of this prophecy, it didn't make sense because Babylon was such a small, puny nation. It was on its way up as far as reign and as far as rule. And Judah was a powerful nation, but they were on their way down. And so the prophecy of God in the book of Isaiah is that a smaller nation, a weaker nation, is going to overthrow you because of your rebellion toward God. And so Isaiah's message to Judah comes really at a turning point in their national history. While the people were given a chance to recommit to following God, they turned away in disobedience and sought security in the surrounding nations and their idolatrous practices. And so that is what we're going to be looking at in this passage of Scripture. And that is my message this morning. I entitled this message that very thing, that what we're looking at is the fact that God wants us to look to Him in the difficulties of our life. God wants us to look to Him in the difficulties of our life. I want us to look at a key verse. Hold your place here in the book of Isaiah, and I want you to turn to the book of Psalms and find Psalm 20, okay? This is going to be kind of our key verse in the book of Isaiah chapter 3, and our message here this morning, our message is entitled, The Stay and the Staff, The Stay and the Staff. And I want us to think about this thought here in Psalm chapter 20, verse 7, Psalm chapter 20 and verse number 7. Look what the Bible says. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Everyone has something or someone that they are looking to in the difficulties of their life. An alcoholic will run to the bottle. Some people run to the bank. Others run to the doctor. Some look to politicians for hope. Maybe they'll receive a handout. The reality is that our hope and our confidence and our security is found in something in our life. And the problem with this people was that they were looking at their false gods. They were looking at the work of their own hand. They were looking at their military. They were looking at all these things as their security, their staff, and their stay. They were looking at all these things as the support in their life, and they had turned away from the true God that could make a difference in their life. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we should do everything we can in our ability to help ourselves as good stewards. But at the end of the day, our trust is in the Lord. Listen, when you're sick, you should go to the doctor. You know, you should be good stewards with your money. You should invest. You should do all those things. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. But our trust and our security are not found in those things. A great verse to be reminded of, and you can write it down this morning, is Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 31. The Bible says this, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle." In other words, you get ready for war, but at the end of the day, the Bible says, "But safety is of the Lord." We get ready for battle. We do what we can each and every day as stewards of God, but at the end of the day, we look to the Lord for the help in our life. You go to the doctor and you do your best as the doctor diagnoses and treats and all those things. But our confidence is not found in the doctor. Our confidence is found in God, and we look to Him for our life. We need to remember the name of the Lord. I heard the story of a fellow who was stuck on a rooftop during a flood, and he was praying to God for help. Soon a man in a rowboat came by, and the fellow showed it to the man on the roof and said, "Jump in and I'll save you." The stranded individual showed it back. "No, it's okay." He said, "I'm praying to God and He's going to save me." So the rowboat went on. Then a motorboat came by, and the individual in the motorboat showed it, "Jump in and I'll save you." And the man on the rooftop said, "No, I'm praying to God and He's going to save me. I have faith." And so the motorboat went on. Then a helicopter came by and the pilot showed it down, "Grab the rope and I'll lift you to safety." And the gentleman who was stranded said, "No, thanks. I'm praying to God and He's going to help me. He's going to save me. I have faith." And so the helicopter flew away. Soon the water rose above the rooftop and the man drowned. He went to heaven and finally got the chance to talk to God about the situation. And he asked the Lord, he says, "I had faith in you, but you didn't save me. You let me down. I don't understand why." And then God replied, he says, "I sent you a rowboat, I sent you a motorboat, and I sent you a helicopter. What more can I do?" Listen, we have different areas and opportunities in our life. God can work through a doctor. Amen. God gave them the ability to diagnose and the brains to be able to help. Listen, God can work through those means. But at the end of the day, we always look to the Lord for our safety and for our help. So let's look at our context here, if we could, in the book of Isaiah in the third chapter. And I want us to notice here in the third chapter of what's happening to this people, Judah. First of all, we notice, if you're taking notes this morning, would you write this down? I want us to notice, first of all, a fallen security. A fallen security. The Bible says in chapter 3, verse number 1, look what the scripture says, "For behold, the Lord of hosts." By the way, anytime the Bible uses that expression, the Lord of hosts, it's always emphasizing God's power and God's strength and God's ability. "The Lord of hosts doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah, look at this, the stay and the staff. That's the message titled this morning, the stay and the staff. And the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator, verse number 4. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people shall be oppressed, and every one by another, and every one by his neighbor, and the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day, verse 7, in that day shall he swear, saying, I shall not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Let's take a moment and talk to our Lord. Heavenly Father, help us as we look at your word. Give us application for our life, Lord, and may we be obedient to your word and these principles for our life. May you be glorified with our response. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Number one, let's consider this, a fallen security. A fallen security. The Lord is speaking here to Judah of their staff and their stay. Now, the word there, staff and stay, both words are the same in the Hebrew. The first is in the masculine form. The second word is in the feminine form. And it all speaks of the supports that they had in their life. That's what it's talking about. And here God is saying, the God of power and of might and of ability, God was going to remove all of these supports that they were leaning on and trusting in from their life. Some scriptures that will help us to understand this. In Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10, the Bible says this, verse 10, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Let me ask you this question today. What is your stay and your staff? What are the securities that you have in your life? What are the confidences that you look to in your life? As a child, our parents quickly become our stay. I mean, we lean on them and we trust them. We look to them. When my dad died, when I was 15 years old, I quickly realized our world is full of changes and that things don't stay the same, and that we can lean on things or we can lean on people, but those people or those things may not always be around. And so if you're building your life upon things that can be taken away, then what is the outcome? You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be confounded in the end. And so the Bible constantly teaches us to build our foundation, to build our life upon a foundation that never can be threatened, that never can be taken away. Aren't you glad today that God will never leave you and never forsake you, that he is always with us, that bank accounts can fail and investments can fail and relationships can fail, but God will never fail? Aren't you glad that you can look to him in the difficulties of your life? And this is the message here of God to this people, Judah. God is saying, listen, I'm going to remove the supports in your life. I'm going to take away the staff and the stay. I'm going to take away that solid ground that you think is so solid in your life. And friend, listen to me. If you're trusting in money, if you're trusting in health, if you're trusting in relationships or anything else in life, if you have the confidence in that you're leaning on, that it's your support and it's not God, and these things can be threatened and quickly taken away. Jesus spoke of that in John chapter 6. It's a wonderful scripture. John chapter 6, verse 27. The Bible says, labor not for the meat which perisheth. Now, he's not talking about physical meat. He's not talking about T-bone steak there. He's talking about the purpose of your life. The disciples offered Jesus some food, some meat, and he said, listen, I have meat that ye know not of. I have something that fulfills me that you don't understand. And what the Lord is saying here is, don't live your life for something that's going to fade away. Don't live your life for something that's going to crush and crumble and fall beneath your feet. Live your life for something that is eternal. The Bible says that Judah had rejected the only eternal stay in their life. He says here in this scripture that they had turned away from the bread of life. They had turned away from the water of life.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.